All right, everyone, welcome to day number 6 of the Life Coach's 7-Day Self-Mastery Course, and I have to tell you, today is my favorite day because we are talking about something that I absolutely love to do, and that's marketing. And I know a lot of people kind of steer clear of this part of their business, but if there is no marketing, you will not have a business. And sometimes people will stay away from this topic because they are unsure of it. They don't know exactly what it means, not realizing that we're already marketing. Just like yesterday I talked about, we're already branded, you know, with our brands. We're already marketing. We're also, not only are we already branded, but we're also already marketing. We just don't know it. When, for you guys who are at work right now, before you got that job, you went on an interview, and at that moment, guess what you were doing? Mm-hmm. You got it. You were marketing yourself. You were telling that company all the good things about yourself and how you, with your good self and your skills and your abilities, you were going to be able to bring value to that company. So in that moment, you were marketing yourself. You were marketing your brand. So I don't want this marketing piece to seem so big and elusive, like, oh my gosh, I got to like go to marketing school. I got to get my marketing degree. Realize that you're already doing it. However, reading about it and getting more knowledge about it is definitely not a bad thing to consider or a bad thing to do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to encourage everyone to study this this topic a little bit more in depth, because marketing is very, very deep. Marketing goes deep. Getting your message out into the marketplace, especially in this social media age where everything is changing so rapidly. There are unique ways in which we can market ourselves and our businesses and our products. So get excited about that. You know, if you guys, if anybody is like kind of hesitant about putting themselves out there, get excited about the fact that today it's so much easier to market to people and to reach people so much faster than it used to be. Years ago, many of you guys know that I owned a boutique. And so for myself, for marketing, I had to pay for marketing then. I don't pay too much money for marketing myself now, other than my cell phone bill and my internet bill. That's pretty much all I pay as far as marketing dollars is concerned. Now, obviously, I can invest more and market more. However, things are going pretty well for me, and I'm cool with that. But it's not a bad thing to put dollars, some marketing dollars, behind your message and your brand. That's obviously a wise thing to do. But for myself, I don't know. YouTube has just been so good to me that I've been able to really get a lot of clients using that platform. So years ago when I had my boutique, I would pay approximately about, I'm going to say around $30-something dollars a week to be, I don't know, maybe it was in between like $17 to $30 a week I would pay to be put in what was called the Penny Saver. And that only went out to, I was only able to reach approximately 30,000 people at that time, 30,000 people for that dollar amount. And so, and that was going out in a magazine. So I was reaching 30,000 people, but not everyone was opening up that Penny Saver. You know, we get news articles all the time, or magazines and advertisements all the time. Most of the time, people just grab them and throw them in the trash. So I was reaching 30,000 people, but 30,000 people wasn't seeing me. So in today's world, though, I can make one post, or I'll say video. I can make a video and reach, my channel has now reached over 1 million views with almost 20,000 subscribers. And so my reach can go so much farther with social media than it ever did when I had my physical store being in a brick and mortar business. And actually, you know what? Just a little side note. I drove past there today, and that store is somebody lives in where I used to have my store, but the store next to it is open and vacant. And when I saw that, I was like, "Ooh, I'm wiser now. I have much more business sense now. God, can I go back into, you know, into the boutique world? I don't know. So that's just a side note. I actually saw that today as I was driving. But anyway, so what I want to share with you guys is 10 points on marketing mastery. many of you guys know that we just recently moved into this house. I keep saying just recently. It's been about 5 years now. But prior to that, we lived in an apartment complex, and we lived there for 12 years. And towards the end of us living there is when I started doing YouTube videos. And I just started, like, during when I was doing the YouTube videos when we lived in the apartment, I did write my first book, but I still didn't understand the term marketing. I didn't know what it meant. And so what I did know, though, is, or what came natural to me, was to tell people good news and to tell people about products or services. You know, if you have a cleaner come to your house and she does a really good job and you tell somebody, you're marketing that person in that moment. You're giving that person visibility. And so that's what we all do that. If we go to a really nice restaurant, we want to tell everybody about it. And so there was a time when I was just sitting there in my apartment, and it was like this really, really big snowstorm that we had, and it was really big. And the maintenance men at the apartment complex that we lived in, they sucked. Like, they did not keep up on the snow. You know, if you have a big apartment complex like that, you have to be out there all night long, like, keep going through and doing passes and things. Well, it got so bad that they had people that lived in the apartment, me included, that were like literally stuck in there because they didn't have the equipment that was needed to remove the snow because the maintenance man had waited so long. So they had to eventually rent all these bulldozers to come in and like literally pick up the snow and put it in piles to actually dig people. I mean, it was a mess. And during this time, I was witnessing all of this, and I was like, man, why didn't they keep up on this? And so witnessing that, it drew out of me to go grab a piece of paper and grab a folder. And on the folder, I titled it, what was the name of the apartment complex? It was called the Village of Charleytown. That's where I used to live. It was called the Village of Charleytown. And so I titled my little manila folder, the Village of Charleytown. And then inside, there was a piece of paper, and I wrote down things that that apartment complex could do to make it better there. And so one of the things that I wrote down on the piece of paper was, this apartment complex could be one that ties into, you know, we often say, for those of us who live here in America, I know that there's people that will listen to this in different countries, but in America, there's a saying that, you know, living the American dream, you know, buying a home, a white picket fence, and kids, and the cat, and the dog, and all of that. And so the American dream is not to rent an apartment and live there forever. And so I wrote down on that sheet of paper that that apartment complex could start having people come into the apartment complex and teaching about home ownership and teaching, you know, to get people out of their apartment. Now, who wants to come and teach somebody how to leave their facility? So this is what I suggested for them to do, was to be the one that does, you know, that goes up against the grain, you know. And I wrote down all of this stuff, all of these different things that I wanted to present to the property manager. I got myself in my car. I wrote down everything, drove up to the apartment complex, and I had a meeting with the property manager. And when she opened the folder and she saw all of the stuff that I had written down, and the biggest one that I remember is the American dream is not apartment living. And I said, you know, if you guys would have some experts that would come in and speak to us about home ownership, and then you guys would be able to market to the younger generation, the college kids that are just coming out of college, and saying to them, not only can you live here, but we'll also help you get an apartment. I mean, I'm sorry, buy a home as well. And I was saying how they already had like a meeting place. So, you know, the people, the residents that had a desire to buy a home, we could all convene in their meeting place, and they could have the speaker come in. And so I'm sitting there, and she's reading all this stuff, and she looks at me, and she goes, Angel, this is amazing. She goes, are you in marketing? And I said, what's that? I didn't even know what it was. So when she said, when I said, you know, what is that? She actually chuckled a little bit and she goes, marketing, you know, is, you know, getting people to awareness about your product or your business in our situation, our apartment complex, and sharing the benefits of people of what a product or something can do. And I was like, no, I didn't even know, you know, that's what it was called. And she looked at me and she goes, you would be great at marketing. You guys, I didn't even know what it was. So when I got home, got in my car. So anyway, they turned it down. They turned all the stuff down because insurance purposes, blah, blah, blah. They didn't run with any of my ideas. However, what I got out of that, though, is when that property manager looked at me over top of her glasses and said, you would be excellent in marketing. I couldn't get home fast enough to Google marketing, to write it down, to get books on it, to figure out. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is what marketing is? I couldn't believe it. So this brings me to point number one. For those of you that are taking notes, just write 1 through 10, no acronym today. Number one in marketing is to be yourself. I was just being myself. I was just being myself in telling those people, giving them different ideas on how they could get more people to come and live in their apartment building. Be yourself. I cannot express this enough. If we see someone marketing in a particular way, and we may want to emulate that, we may want to copy that, but if it's not us, it's not going to come off as authentic. It's going to come off as perhaps we're trying something that doesn't necessarily suit us, but whoever, being yourself, your true authentic self is what is going to attract the people that are supposed to be truly in your circle and truly attracted to you. If you try to be something or someone else, that takes a lot of work to keep that up. So be yourself. If you're funny, be funny. If you're serious, be serious. If you are, examples? I don't know. If you're I don't want to say all over the place and scattered. You definitely want to tone that down. But if you, whatever your quote-unquote quirky ways are, don't change it, because there's going to be people that are attracted to you just because of the little idiosyncrasy things that you think are annoying or you wish that you didn't do. There's going to be people that like you because of those things. So it is crucial to be yourself in your marketing efforts. Be yourself. That's number one. Number two is, you guys, most of you guys that are on this call and that will listen to the recording, most of you guys found me through YouTube. YouTube is the second highest search engine in the world. Why aren't you there? If you are not there, why aren't you there? There are so many people on YouTube. YouTube brings me approximately 85% of my business. I need somebody to like write that down. YouTube, that free platform that you just pop open your camera and you sit there and you deliver your message, it brings me more than half of my clients. YouTube alone is a marketing machine. When you create YouTube videos, you can be out sleeping, or you can be in sleeping. You can be out playing with the kids. You can be at the mall shopping with your girlfriends. You can be sleeping. And somebody at all times of the day is being helped and blessed by your work. I want you to think about that. If you record a video on 10 ways how to get out of an abusive relationship, do you understand the power of what that video is going to be doing when you're playing, sleeping, eating, relaxing? That video is up and it's blessing people, and you done forgot all about it, and you'll start getting comments like, oh my gosh, this video changed my life, or this video helped me so much. Like, I cannot express to you how powerful the platform of YouTube is. So number two is YouTube. If you are not doing YouTube videos, please ask yourself why not, and then ask yourself, how did you find me? That's number two. Number three is live videos. Now, I just started doing live videos just last year. I'm only like a year and 2 months in on doing live videos. And since I have been doing live videos, I don't know the percentage to give you. However, I can tell you that my income from doing live videos has gone up substantially. I mean, over this past year, my income has gone up so much from doing live video. Live video is in real time, just like, you know, the conference call that we're on right now. Live video, you get to connect with people quicker and faster through video, through pre-recorded videos and through live videos. You get to connect with people. People get to feel you out. If you guys are not familiar with the terminology that I use with the teriyaki chicken, I often say that marketing is like giving someone a piece of teriyaki chicken. You know, when you go to the mall and there's a man or woman standing there and he's offering you a piece of chicken, he's just giving you that piece of teriyaki chicken. He's not selling you anything in that moment. He's just giving you a taste of what he does have to sell. And so being on live video, when people are asking you questions and you're able to answer those questions and really, really help people, in that moment, you are giving people an opportunity to see how you work and if you have the goods. And they're tasting your piece of teriyaki chicken. So that has been really, really good for my business, actually going live inside of the Facebook group. So live videos is number three. Number four in marketing mastery is to become an author. Now, I know many of you guys that are on the phone have written books. However, when you write a book and you become an author, it totally changes everything if you do it right. If you do it right, if you become an author and you never change anything about your stuff, you still post all the same stuff on social media, you don't really go to any author meetings or really connect with people in your network, if you don't really do anything different, if you don't book yourself on radio shows or on television appearances, you can really do yourself more harm than good because you'll think, well, nobody's really buying my book, or, you know, if you do create a book and you'll get like a big lump sum of sales in the very beginning because all your friends and your family members, then they already bought it. But then after that, what do you do? You have to market yourself as an author. That sets you apart because I say this all the time. There are so many coaches and content creators that are not packaging their information. They think just posting something on their Facebook or just posting something on Instagram or YouTube, they think that's just naturally going to have people saying, "Oh, do you work with people? Do you take clients?" And it really is about marketing yourself the correct way. So number four is to become an author. That is one of the biggest ways to market your business and your services is to actually write a book. And this can be done, you guys. I can write a book in 3 days. If I really get focused, I can cut it down to two. I can do the content in one day if I recording it. Remember what we shared before, recording your content and then having it transcribed. So become an author. Write a book. Many of you guys said 2018, this is the year that I'm going to become an author. We'll actually do that. Actually do it. Number five for marketing tips is conference calls. What we're doing right now. I love going live, obviously. I love doing the live, but what I love even more about doing conference calls is when I come on live, you guys, I have to get dressed like I'm getting ready to leave my house. That is not my favorite thing to do. My favorite thing to do is to be in my PJs and work. You understand, I'm as girly girl as I am, my least favorite thing to do is hair and makeup. Like, that is my least favorite thing to do. I don't like doing it. And so when you do conference calls, it doesn't matter what I look like because nobody can see me. And on live video, especially on Facebook, I'm not sure about Periscope or any other live platform that's out there, there is a major delay. And so that can kind of get a little hectic sometimes when someone asks a question and you don't see it until like a minute later and then you're talking about something else. Now, I'm not saying to not do videos. I'm just giving you my personal preference, why I I like conference calls just a hair bit better than I do like videos, and it's for those two reasons. The first reason is because I'm vain. I want to look good when I come on camera, obviously. We all want to present ourselves in the best way. And then the second reason is because I can come on just as I am, sitting on my bed. It doesn't matter where I am. If I come on live, I got to make sure my background is right. I got to make sure there's no trash, you know, laying in the background because I don't want you guys to be distracted, all of that stuff. So number five is conference calls. And also, if you guys need help doing your conference calls, doing your videos, I do have products that takes you deeper and teaches you how to do those things more specifically. Number six for marketing is to – oh, you know what? Okay, I'll come back to that. Number six is to teach and share your wisdom online. Teach and share your wisdom online, your niched wisdom and content. Now, let me say this. In the beginning, when I first came to social media, when I had my I closed my boutique, and I had this bright idea. I was like, okay, now I've got some paying clients. I'm on YouTube. I've got, you know, my email list is growing. However, I still knew how to make jewelry and crochet. That was still very much a part of who I was because I had just recently stopped selling all of that stuff. And so I make jewelry, I make necklaces, I wrap stones, and I work with wire, sterling silver wire, gold wire, all of that stuff, and I loved it. However, like I said, in the beginning, when I was on YouTube and doing my social media posts, I was still trying to sell my necklaces, my rings, my crocheted hats, and my scarves. Now, the people that were buying those crocheted hats and scarves and jewelry were the people that I was still connected to from my store. And I also had a second location. When I had my store, I also had a second location that I would rent some space here in Baltimore. Many of you guys that are in Baltimore know about Patapsco Flea Market. I was also down there. It's for those of you who don't know, it's just this big building where a whole bunch of people come in and sell stuff. It's like a flea market. And so I was also down there. So the people that were still buying my hats and scarves were the people that knew me from when I was in my store. And so I didn't want to stop selling it because I enjoyed doing it, and I had previously made a lot of money doing it. But I was confusing my audience. I was majorly confusing my audience. So my audience was thinking, are you a jewelry designer, a crochet and hat designer, or do you help people build their business? Like, I'm confused. What do you do? Are you a coach? Are you a business coach? Are you a jewelry designer? Like, what do you do? And when I was doing that, you guys, the way that I was marketing, it was confusing the marketplace because I was not sticking to that one thing. In the very beginning, when I talk about this often, when you start a new business, you want to focus on one thing. I know you're good at doing hair. I know you can beat a face with your eyes closed. I know you're good at all of that. However, if you want this thing to be profitable, you're going to have to put you're going to have to put those things down until you build up your one business that you're focusing on, and then you can leverage that audience and introduce other things with them or other things to them. So I feel like now I'm at a place that if I wanted to start selling something different, I can do that now because I have built myself up in this business, the coaching, is sustainable. It's profitable. It's bringing in income. I have a steady group of people that I'm working with, steady clientele. And so I can afford to now, like why I often say, be yourself online. Everybody that is connected to me knows that Angel Richardson loves coffee. So guess what? If I started selling coffee, it would not look like, what in the world is she doing? I've never heard her talk about coffee. What is this coffee business? You know, if I wanted to leverage my audience, if I went into the coffee business, so I know that that can kind of be like, oh my gosh, no, I don't want to stop doing my other things. And you, it's not that you have to stop doing them. I could still be crocheting. As a matter of fact, I made a blanket a couple weeks ago. You can still crochet and you can still make your jewelry, but you don't have to tell the world about it. And if that, and like I said, I was still selling things. I was still, people were buying my necklaces. They were buying my crocheted hats and scarves. However, it wasn't as consistent as I needed it to be, and it's because I, myself, was not being consistent in my marketing. So stick to one thing in the very beginning, guys, in the very beginning, until that thing is paying you what you envision it to, what you have planned for it to do, what you have mapped out for it to make for you, do not pick up another product to sell. I cannot stress that enough. You want to be very, very strategic in the very beginning to get people to recognize that you're the go-to person for that one thing, and then you can leverage that audience. Number seven is that you can do a paid advertisement for your marketing. I have very little local clients, you guys, very little. There's a handful, that's exaggerating, but there's not many people that live where I live in Baltimore that I work with. I have more clients outside of the outside of Baltimore, Maryland, than I do that I have that's in Maryland. So doing paid advertisement can be on Facebook and on Instagram. You can look into that. That is not my lane of expertise as far as paying for advertisement. I have, though, paid other people on Instagram to post my content for me. So I've done that. I've done that with two different pages that had very large followings, and I paid them to repost for me. And also on Facebook, I've boosted my post. That's not necessarily like an advertisement. When you boost your post on Facebook, what it is doing, it's just making your post more visible to the people that have let. Now, this is on your business page, not on your personal page. I have boosted that to get more people to actually see that post. Facebook changed that years ago that, you know, when somebody liked your page, they would be able to see it, right? You know, everybody would see it. Well, they got smart because they realized that people were making money off of that. And so now you have to pay in order for for more people to actually see it. So do not, don't not do paid advertisement. Just because you hear me say that I don't do very much paid advertisement because YouTube has just been that good to me, you definitely, sometimes you need to put some marketing dollars behind your marketing efforts in order for people to see it, because it's just the wise thing to do. For those of you who are like fitness coaches, if you have a gym, I would definitely suggest doing some paid advertisement locally, because although I mentioned the Penny Saver, that Penny Saver used to be like 30 pages thick, and now it's like 10 and 12 pages. It's amazing because how marketing has changed. However, do not shun out the idea of doing flyers and things like that, because now that so many people have turned to online advertisement, you could stick out like a sore thumb if you go back to the quote-unquote older ways of marketing. So don't negate that thought if you're thinking about doing a paid local advertisement, and if you're doing something like an event or something. Definitely keep that in mind. Number eight is marketing through your blog. Marketing through blog. Now, many people are blogging. I am not a big blogger. My blog is typically housed for, I use it for my videos, for my YouTube videos. I am not the writing type. I like to talk more than I like to write. And so if you notice that my blog has more videos and more audios than it does have written content, because writing is just not my thing. I would much rather talk. Then write. But if you are a writer, if you like to write more than you like to do anything else, definitely blog. Blogs are not dead. Contrary to what people, you know, not what people are saying, but contrary to maybe your own belief, because video is taking such precedence in our marketplace, people are still reading blogs. People still read blogs. I read a blog every Saturday morning. I make sure that I blog and I go through, read blogs and I go through Pinterest. Like, I love doing that on a Saturday morning. But on your blog, you want to teach and you want to add value. You want to add value to people, and that is marketing. Remember, when you're adding value to people, that's you giving them that piece of teriyaki chicken stick on the toothpick. You're not selling anything to them in that moment. You're simply adding value to their life. So, and the way that you can monetize that blog, so if you have a blog and you're writing your blogs, you're being consistent with it, if you have a product that you have created, like say for instance for myself, I could write a blog and say, title it like 3 reasons why you need to create a product as a coach, right? I could create that blog and then I could give 3 reasons why it's important for us to have products and programs. I can give those 3 reasons and then I can put a link on that blog and say, and if you want to go deeper, I have a product called How to Create, Market, Package, and Sell Your Digital Products. That's how people make money off of their blog. It's not that they just put that product up there and say, come buy my product. It's not that. They're adding value. They're giving people good, actionable content. And then from that, that draws people in, and they're like, well, wow, if she gave me all this for free, I wonder what it's going to be like once I start paying for her content. So that's number 8, is to blog and teach and add value. Number 9 is to, I did cover that, but I'll go back to it. Number 9 is to take it old school and create ads in your local paper if that is your marketing style. Now, a lot of people have a little hesitation with marketing online, but I will say this, even if you want to keep your marketing local, do you want to make an income while you're sleeping? And in order to do that, you're going to have to take it online. You're definitely going to have to take it online. So don't be afraid to take it old school. I didn't realize that I reiterated that in the other point. Number 10 is email marketing. You guys, I know that everybody has heard the money is in the list. And I cannot stress this enough, between doing Facebook Live videos and sending out my newsletters. For those of you guys who are on my newsletter, if you notice, at the bottom of every single newsletter I send out, my products are at the bottom of every newsletter. Now, I'm not always selling my products in my newsletter. I'm adding value in my newsletter. But what happens is, people scroll down to that bottom, and I always make a sale. Every time I send out an email through email marketing, I always make sales because my products are in the bottom of my email. So you definitely want to be strategic when you're doing your email marketing, and make sure that if you have any products, don't just leave them on your website. Actually design them to be a part of your newsletter. If you guys notice, my newsletter is set up the same way every single time, and those products are down there. I switch the products around sometimes and add different things in there, but you definitely want to build or market through email, because email has a whole psychology around it. This is why when we go to the stores today, the clerk will kindly ask you, can I have your email address? And oftentimes people say, oh, no, thank you, because in their mind they're thinking, oh, no, I'm not getting another person trying to sell me nothing else. So because that psychology is around email, that's why people guard it like it's their children, like, no, you are not having my email address. You are not getting ready to bombard me with all your promotional material. No, you cannot have my email address. That should tell you why you need to market through email, because people know that when you get on their email list they know that you're going to eventually try to sell to them. And so you definitely want to have email marketing as a part of your business plan. And just remember, you guys, you're already marketing. You're already branded and you're already marketing. It's about becoming consciously aware of how you show up in the world now. So remember this: no marketing, no business. No marketing, no business. If you are hesitant on putting yourself out there, I would just highly suggest you getting over your sweet little self and start putting yourself out there and start marketing yourself more. That is the 10 tips that I have for you guys for marketing mastery for day 7. You guys know, actually do these things. Do these things. Don't just sit here and listen and feel good and, oh, I feel good. I feel energized and I feel inspired. Carry this on with you. Carry this information on with you and actually do the work. So for our heart work assignment for tonight, you guys, as we are dwindling down and tomorrow is our last day, for your heart work assignment, I want you to write down three things that from the last person that you purchased from, or the last couple people, whatever, if you bought a book from them, an ebook, an audio, I want you to write down three things that made you buy. Three things that made you buy. And then I want you to write down how you found that person in order to buy their stuff. So you're going to write down three things that made you buy. And three things that, how you found them. And then I want you to write down your five things that you are grateful for, and I want you to write your gratitude letter, your nightly gratitude letter, explaining and expressing gratitude and giving thanks for your dream day. Remember, we're sticking with that theme, writing down your day as if it happened exactly like you guys have been imagining it. Now, the call is over, you guys. That's it. I'm going to actually open up. If there's too much noise, I will definitely mute it out again. But you know what? No. I'll do it. I'll go ahead and do it. Hang on 1 second. Okay, perfect. There's not a whole bunch of background noise. Does anybody have any questions or comments or concerns before we end today?
Yes, this is Monique Atkins.
Yes, Ms. Atkins.
I wanted to talk to you about number 7 because recently I posted content on Instagram and a company reached out to me and they were like, you should be getting more followers with the content that you're sharing. We like the sharing, and they posted which post that I posted, like what they liked about it, and they asked for them to be able to like share my post on their page, and like I paid them to post my content. But I was like, oh my God, you just said that, and I was just thinking about going ahead and going forward with it. And also with the blogging, I never thought about putting my YouTube videos on my blog. Made me think of another thing I can do.
Oh, but yeah.
I never posted any of the videos. I always just write on my blog. So I add and repurpose some content.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad. Yeah, that's really good. Because, Monique, think about it. Not everyone is going to come to me through YouTube. Some people are finding me on Instagram, and then they go to my website, and they don't know I'm on YouTube, you know, and so they're able to find those videos there as well. So, yes, ma'am, definitely share those videos all around. Thank you, Ms. Atkins. Anybody else have any more questions, comments, or concerns about today about marketing?
Angel, this is Trina.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to share something.
Wait, Trina, 1 second. 1 second. I'm going to mute out the call. But, Trina, I need you to press *6 as soon as I do it because I do hear some background noise. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Perfect. Trina, hit *6 and then I can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can. Perfect.
Okay. And I'm sharing this content because I have no what you call, oh my God, I can't even think of the word I'm trying to say.
I'm not planning
on selling this.
Right. Okay.
But I want to share this with the people who use Instagram, and you guys may already know about it because I am fairly new, although I have started using it much more often.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I was told by my son, who is my marketing person who I go to, who try to tell me a little bit. But if you hashtag your topic, so if for me it would be relationships or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you select the first 9 that pop up, those are the high volume ones. If you select each one and like and comment on each one, you put yourself in front of those folks' audiences as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it, if you could, the way he explained it was, it's called the $1.82
mm-hmm.
Rule. So basically, every time you make a comment, you're adding your 2 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And each person that you do that to, there's a possibility of more people following you and finding you, and you know, and it's up under your topic of expertise.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. Thank you for sharing that, Trina. For those of you who don't know, yeah, that's like it's social media. Social. We have to be social. So when we are commenting and talking to other people and liking their posts, it does bring more visibility. I literally, Trina, take 30 minutes out of my day every single day, and I do exactly what you just said.
That's what he told me. He said,
because
I was telling him, I said, okay, oh, I got 10 more followers. He said, imagine if you did $1.82 worth instead of doing 18 cents. But, yeah, I just wanted to share that because I thought that was kind of cool for the folks who are on Instagram.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you so much for sharing that. That people do that a lot, and it does. It brings more visibility to who you are.
Yeah, Trina, I did the same thing. I took a free Instagram marketing class like 3 weeks ago, and I've grown almost 100 followers since then just doing the small suggestions that they said to do.
Yep.
Wow. You may have been on the same call as my son.
This is Monique Atkins. If anybody wants me to send them like the worksheet and with the suggestions, I can share it with you guys. I'll send it to you, buddy.
Definitely.
Yeah, thank you, ladies. Thank you.
This is Suzanne. I would like for you to send that to me.
I got you.
Thank you.
Like Trina as well.
Hey, Angel, I have a question about number 2 with YouTube. This is Suzanne.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I am doing videos. I'm ramping up. Remember, I told you yesterday I bought a change of clothes to do 5 videos.
Yes, but, that is so funny.
And so my thing is, how do you know? I try to pick the right tag words. How do you get putting the right decide what tag words you're going to use so that your video can be found?
Like the hashtags in the description box.
Like the description, and then it says words to tag. Like, so if you did something on money, you could do money, finance, poverty, whatever, words that I guess they would be searchable words if I'm describing it correctly. And maybe since I'm not describing it correctly, I'm not doing it correctly.
No. You just answered your own question is what you just did. You said, how do you tag? And then you went on to say, like, if you're talking about X, and then you put that, if you're talking about wealth, money, then you want to put in, so you just tie it together.
Well, that's what I've been doing. I'm just making sure I was doing it correctly. So, in another video, it just takes time for people to find you.
Yep, and it's like hashtags, on Instagram. So when you post something, you want to hashtag it pertaining to whatever the post that you posted. Yep.
Okay, then I am doing it right. People just hadn't found me yet.
Yep, absolutely. Keep marketing.
Can you say that again?
Hashtag as well. So that's what I found to be more good for me is to follow the hashtag. So if you go into search and you do like hashtag life coach, you can follow hashtag life coach, and everybody that hashtag their content will show up on your feed. And when you start liking those things, then your page start getting more attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, it really is all about engagement. It really is. We can't just sit back. It's social media. We have to be social. Thank you, Ms. Atkins, for adding that. That's so true.
Thank you, Monique. Appreciate it.
Are you guys hashtagging on Instagram?
Yes. Who is this?
Shanita. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes, Ms. Brown. You not hashtagging on Instagram?
No, I'm hashtagging. I'm telling y'all, I got all kinds of stuff going on. And it doesn't seem like it's attracting. So
who's your audience?
I always say me.
Right. A part of you. That's true. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, a lot of the videos are kind of the same sort of things, self-help, motivation, inspiration, that type of thing. So, like, whatever I typically talk about, I will hashtag it with those things like I do on Instagram or Twitter. But it just doesn't seem like it's working, like I'm not doing something right.
On Instagram, you mean?
On YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube.
I'm doing good on Instagram and Twitter. It's just Facebook and YouTube that are just, like, the worst for me.
When you say YouTube is the worst, what do you mean as far as, like, getting views and subscribers?
Right.
How many videos do you have?
I think I might have 7.
Okay, listen. Did y'all just listen?
It takes time.
I know. You know how you love something. Y'all know how that go when you love your content. You like, come on, people. I want you
well,
to
here's
love
the thing.
Too.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, Ms. Brown. Keep loving it.
Right.
As long as you keep loving it, you're going to keep doing it. And then you will attract. You're going to draw the audience.
Okay.
You guys, just last year I had 5,000 subscribers. Just last year. And I'm looking at my YouTube now. I'm at 18,928. So in 1 year, it takes time. It definitely takes time. And also, too, I shared this before with, I believe it was, I don't know. I can't remember who I shared it with before. Are you guys still there? This call just went like it went dead. Can somebody say something?
No, I just muted you because
oh,
we're here.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay. When you guys are doing your videos, and if you guys get like kind of like your panties in a bunch because you did a video and only 20 people watched it, think about trying and look at those numbers in a different light, Ms. Brown. Think about you walking into a room and there's 20 people sitting there waiting for you to talk. Are you going to walk in that room and say, man, it's only 20 people in here? I doubt it. I doubt it. And so we have to look at those views as people. They are people. They are precious people with hearts beating on the other end of those videos. So we can't, like, say, oh, man, only 5 people watch my video. If that person was in your face, would you say, oh, man, you're the only person that watched my video? No, absolutely not. So stay in love with your content. Make sure that the content is, that people are responding well to it, that they're commenting, that they are engaged. That's definitely something you definitely have to work on. And that's what makes people share your content, share your videos and things like that. Just making sure that it's good, actionable content. As long as you know that the content that you're delivering is good, it's actionable, you're being authentic, boom, just relax. Just relax and keep working. Relax and keep working because
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Going to happen.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be consistent.
Yep. Awesome. And you're putting your money where your mouth is, lady, so I'm looking forward to your growth. So keep
Thank
moving,
you.
Lady.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Go back to work, lady. Any more questions, comments, or concerns before we end on today about marketing? Oh, if you guys have any questions, I forgot to add that. Press *6. Press *6 to unmute yourself if you have any questions or comments or concerns.
Hello, this is Renee. I have a comment. I was listening to what you were saying about you don't want to confuse your audience.
Uh-huh.
You want to have one, like you said, you had your boutique. That's similar to my story because I do the oils. I have my store. I came back outside, and I still do the oils, but I want to, well, I do coaching, but it's not the main thing. I'm just going to shut my door. It's
mm-hmm.
not the main thing that I do. So it's a natural transition. So what you're saying is, like when I go on YouTube or if I go on my Facebook, I only talk about coaching and helping right now I just do like single moms raising children under the age of 18, helping them start a business.
Mm-hmm.
So I only talk about that and don't talk about anything else. So that's what you're saying.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
Absolutely. And the cool thing, though, Renee, with your story is that because you're still in business, it's okay to talk about your business because you are helping other moms become business owners as well. So it's okay to talk about your business. You just don't necessarily want to post on your Facebook page when you're talking about coaching the oil that is now the hottest one. And that's, you know what I mean? You don't want to do that. But they can know that you have that business. But what you could do, and see, this is the fun part for me with marketing. For me, I would take one of them oil bottles and I would figure out a story to wrap around it, and I would have that little oil bottle in my hand the entire time, and I would draw a message from that oil bottle, and I would talk about it. And see, that's how you can market that oil and say, because they know that you're in business, right? They know that you're in business.
Right.
And
right.
So you can, in your coaching and in your, because you're a business coach, you can tie a message to that oil and sell that oil in that same video. It's a way to do it. It takes practice, and it takes a lot of just observe people as they are talking and selling at the same time.
Okay. So I could, like, hold my product in hand, like tangible, but talk about business and how I can help them get their business going.
Exactly. Absolutely. You can bring that bottle and say, this is what I do. This is what I sell. That's in one video. Then in a whole other video, you could talk, I don't know, the alabaster box. I don't know. That's, you know, the frankincense and myrrh. If you wanted to share some business tips and you could talk about the oil, there is a way to tie it all together.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just Renee, just go into your secret closet and allow that creativity to come out. Does that make sense to you?
I understand. Yes, it does. I got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I say something on that? This is Alana right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
So I did that yesterday, not so much with my coaching, but with my products that I make. Like, even though I was showing people that brush, you know, blow drying my hair, I also advertise my
lotion. Wait a minute, can I interrupt you,
Rob?
She put that lotion, she said, and here's the lotion that I make. I said, go ahead, Alana. I saw that.
Okay.
And I showed it to people, put it on my hair, and I said, I've used this. This is the only product I use on my hair. And when you see my hair, everybody's like, oh, it's all soft and bouncy and shiny.
Yep.
I got to get some of that. And
exactly.
I sold four lotions yesterday.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yay.
I just had to interject there just to let you know that, yes, it is possible. Even though I wasn't talking about coaching, I'm still talking about my business that I have because it still all ties together.
Yep. Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Alana. Thank you so much. Anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns, press *6, and we'll all be able to hear you. Going once, press *6. Going twice, press *6. Going the third time. All right, you guys. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to day number 6 of the 7-day self-mastery course for life coaches. Thank you guys so much for your spending this time with me. I appreciate each and every one of you. You guys go be amazing, and please, please, please do not forget to do your heart work, because that heart work assignment of writing down the 3 things that it made you buy and how you found that person is going to help you position yourself better in the marketplace. So don't forget to do that heart work. I love each and every one of you guys, and I'll see you in social media land really, really soon. Goodbye.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com.